So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Welcome back to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. I know it's been a while, but it is day two of the year 2024. So let's get back into it, guys. So if you guys are having a lot of behavioral issues with your dog consistently, one of the questions you guys have to start asking yourself as dog owners is, are you taking the time to meet and satisfy your dog's innate needs? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it's important to understand that every single dog has natural innate needs. Those needs vary based off your dog's genes, breeds, past experiences, and a wide variety of different factors. So it'll make it a lot easier if you truly do understand your dog's breed, because every breed was originally bred to do a specific task. So for instance, pointers, if you ever seen an adult pointer or even a puppy, when they see a bird, they naturally point. That is not a behavior that was ever taught to that dog. The same way that when you see a border collie, they naturally kind of start becoming very still, crouch to the ground when they see something they want to go chase, herd. So those behaviors are not taught to those dogs. They start displaying those behaviors at a young age. Now, why is that important? Because behaviors like that, they're genetically wired. Your dog is wired that way. You can't change that. What we can do, though, is guide it and teach your dog how to display and meet those needs in an appropriate manner. So, for instance, if you have a, you know, German Shepherd that keeps biting the leash and tugging on it, or a cattle dog that keeps chasing after your ankles and biting it, or Border Collie that keeps hurting your cats, one of the things to understand is first, understand what kind of dog do you have? What was he originally bred for? So let's take the instance of, like a German Shepherd, right? If you have a German Shepherd biting the leash and you're struggling with that and you're wondering why does he keep doing that, ask yourself, have you taken the time to understand why that dog's biting the leash? More often than not, Shepherds bite the leash either do just because they want to play. They're like, all right, I'm not having my needs met. Let me bite this leash and tug on it. Instead, what you can do is begin teaching that same Shepherd, hey dude, instead of biting the leash, you could bite this toy instead. It's way better. And then by doing that and playing with your dog with an appropriate toy, such as like a tug toy in the case of this German Shepherd example, you'll quickly realize that your dog will stop biting the leash more and more because he understands, dude, it's way more fun to actually chase and bite the tug toy with you and play an interactive game. Once you understand your dog's breed, what makes them tick, what they were originally bred for, it makes it a lot easier to meet those needs in an appropriate manner. Second thing as well is understanding that all of your dog's needs have to be met by you, right? If you really think about it, your dog only goes out when you let him go out. Your dog only gets to eat when you feed him. Your dog only gets to play when you feed him. As humans, though, if you think about it, and when it comes to us, if we don't have our needs met, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a job that doesn't satisfy you, what do we do as humans? We leave that relationship. We quit that job. And then we find someone that is able to meet our needs in the relationship, and we find a job that is able to satisfy us. Dogs, unfortunately, don't have the opportunity to do that with us. They can't just go, hey dude, I'm sorry, you're not playing with me, I have all this energy inside bottled up, I have all these needs and I don't know what to do with it. Instead, their only option is to go, well, I have all this energy and I have all these needs, instead I can't leave because I don't have that option, but instead let me find other ways to meet my own needs, right? That's the biggest issue, is if we don't take the time to meet our dog's needs, our dog, since they don't have the luxury of leaving, what they will do is find alternative ways to meet their needs. Those alternative ways may not be the best because they may lead to chasing ankles, chasing your kid, biting the leash, darting out the door, chewing the couch, a wide variety of different behavioral issues which can be completely avoided if you take the time to understand your individual dog, your breed, what makes them unique, what makes them tick, what do they enjoy, and then using that to your advantage to meet and satisfy your dog's innate natural needs to avoid many behavioral issues from even starting in the first place. Alright guys, so big secret of today is make sure you take the time to meet and satisfy your dog's innate needs, because if you don't, I'm going to guarantee that your dog is going to find alternative ways to meet his own needs. And that is the big secret for today, guys. If you guys enjoy